Hey, pharmacy owners listening to the Pharmacy Podcast, first of all, thank you so much for listening. It means a lot. Been doing this for 11 plus years, and the independent pharmacy owner in the community, specialty, long-term care sector of our healthcare industry are so important. You really feel pushed right now, pushed by the PBMs. There are pharmacies that have closed. This network takes a look at things that come out that could benefit the private pharmacy owner and provide you with additional benefits to your patients and to you. And there's a product called the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack. We heard about this product. We researched it. They have become a sponsor. We very much appreciate them. And you can do right with your patients while still making a higher profit on these products. The Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack provides 100 premium pen needles in a sharps container all in one. With the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack, you're doing more for your patients and more for your pharmacy. You'll see consistently higher revenue and higher margins through this product. Take a look, UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. Go to UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. Research it and let us know what you think. And thank you so much for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
The Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast brings community pharmacy owners proven marketing tips to grow their business. Industry experts with more than 44 years of pharmacy marketing experience discuss the latest ideas to distinguish your pharmacy in the marketplace. This podcast is a GRX marketing publication and is a proud member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I'm your host, Nicole McClure, president of GRX Marketing, and today we're going to be talking about the importance of having a custom website. Now, I know many of you are probably thinking, I have a basic templated website for my pharmacy. Isn't that good enough? You know, why do I need to take that extra step and have a custom website created? Won't any website do? When in fact, you know, think of it as a website telling your story, you know, to somebody that's either new to the community, a potential new patient or doctor, you know, what story do you want to tell them? Is it, I look like everybody else in town, I'm the same type of pharmacy, or, you know, I do all this really great stuff, I participate in community events and, you know, have this great staff. So that's kind of what we're going to dive in today. So, you know, one of the things that we recommend for all of our clients is, you know, it's essential to have a website. If you spend money on nothing else in 2021, it's making sure that you have a up-to-date, great-looking website. And it doesn't have to be super flashy. It's just something that, you know, again, it looks personal to you and your pharmacy and staff, but also looks like it's been touched in the last 5 years. So, you know, think about when you go to other businesses' websites and maybe it looks a little old and outdated. You know, what do you think? What runs through your mind? And that's the same thing that's happening when people are going to your website if you haven't updated it lately. So, a couple questions to think about. You know, I definitely encourage everyone that's listening to this podcast to hop on their website and, you know, look around on it and say, can I easily find my contact information? What are the hours of operation? Is that easy for people to find? Because that's, you know, one of the two top things that people are going to be looking for. When are you open and how do I get a hold of you? And so if that's hard to find, they're going to just give up and look elsewhere. So, and another thing is, you know, does your website portray your pharmacy in a good light? Are you happy with the story that it's portraying? And is it designed well? Is it easy to follow and contain good and relevant information? Do you see posts from, 2 years ago when you talk about something that isn't even offered at your pharmacy anymore? And then the last thing that we encourage you to do is pull your website up on your mobile phone as well and see how it looks. You know, are all the photos and texts and everything lined up properly, or do you have to scroll across to find all the information? So it's really important since a lot of people, that's how they're going to view your website, is on their cell phone. So if any of the answers to those previous questions were, no, I'm not sure, I don't know, I haven't even looked at my website in the last 6 months, then it's definitely time to have an upgrade. So just, keep in mind that 81% of all consumers search online for a company before deciding to do business with them. So, if your website, either you don't have one or it's out of date, what kind of new business are you missing out on? If 81% of your new customers are checking out your website beforehand and they see, something that they don't like, or maybe they can't find your information or it just looks old, maybe they're giving up and going to a competitor. So it's also important, they're looking at not only your website, but your social media, your Google reviews. If Yelp is popular in your area, they're looking at that as well. So all of that really plays into kind of your overall story that people are going to have about you before they even walk in your door. They're deciding before they even visit your pharmacy if they want to give you a chance or not. So just to dive in a little bit more about, why does it need to be custom? Can't any website do? And there are definitely some significant benefits. First and foremost, our websites are meant to be fluid. It's not a forget it, set it and forget it type project. You can't just say, great, I have a website and never touch it again. So, it's important for SEO, search engine optimization. that several factors go into that. And one of the main ones is how often the content on your website is updated. So Google, Bing, the other popular search engine websites, regularly crawl sites. And if they see that no content on the back end has been changed in, 6 months, a year, however long, it's going to consider it a quote unquote dead website. What we recommend here at GRX Marketing is your website should be updated at least quarterly. And it doesn't have to be, significant major overhaul updates. It can be something as simple as adding new posts to your blog or highlighting a new staff member or just any of your staff, adding new photos. Maybe you got new photos taken of the pharmacy or anything like that. So it can be something minor. Don't feel like you have to redo your website every quarter or so. And then, the next thing to look at is how accurate is your website really representing your pharmacy? Does it talk about your impact in your community? Does it highlight your team and your products and services, or is it just basically generic content and stock photos? Are you able to feature any new things that come up? And if the answer again is no to that, it's time to look at, either finding a new website partner or, taking it on yourself and designing a new website. most independent pharmacies, that we work with, they tout personal service. I mean, that's one of the things that you all are great at. And it's definitely a key differentiator compared to your other competitors. But a lot of times with, websites, that personal service doesn't come through because stock photos are being used. There's nothing actual personal on the site. So if your pharmacy looks like, reads like every other pharmacy website, then how is your pharmacy different than anybody else's? If your website hasn't been updated since 2016, then we'll just assume that nothing in your pharmacy has changed since then. And one thing, e-commerce has definitely become more popular on independent pharmacies' website. And that's a great way to update your website, give it a refresh. You know, now I have a store that you can buy products from. And I would say definitely with, you know, 2020 and the COVID-19 pandemic, it definitely changed people's buying habits and how they shopped for products. You know, they were drive to the online to look for ways to shop for things, you know, and so they're going now to Amazon Pharmacy and, you know, maybe some chain competitors in your area. So looking at adding an e-commerce platform to your website is a great way to keep those people using and purchasing from your pharmacy. And it's also a great way to help offset potential lost revenues that you might have had from last year due to the pandemic. Online stores definitely help drive traffic, which improves your search engine rankings. You know, so the more activity that Google and others see on your site, it's like, oh, this must be a great site. You know, a lot of people are going to it. There's a lot of activity on multiple pages. Let's move it up in the rankings. It can also help improve patient engagement and compete with your chain competitors by allowing people to place orders online for same day delivery or pickup, showcase products at same or lower costs, or highlight your services that go along with those type products. And with the e-commerce platform, you know, we really recommend that people showcase products that you can't find everywhere. So, you know, maybe stay away from the traditional cold and flu products, but gravitate more towards those that only your pharmacy sells. So, you know, a niche vitamin or supplement or things like that. And one caveat I will add with that is I would be very careful about selling CBD products online. There are some credit card processors that do not allow that and can actually try to have your site website shut down. So definitely recommend checking. You can check with us or, you know, any website provider before you go down that path. So and then kind of the last thing that I wanted to touch on is, you know, with COVID last year, things happened so quickly. Pharmacies closed, you know, they opened back up, they went to curbside delivery, you know, all different aspects and happened very quickly. And, you know, we're kind of back in that spot again now with the COVID vaccine. Those of you that have started administering already, you know how short notice it is of getting the vaccine, you know, opening up a scheduling online form, shutting that form, all that stuff. So it happens so quickly. And if you don't have access to your website, how are you going to make those changes? You know, things could pass you by before you even have a chance to make the change. So again, that's another really great reason to make sure that you're, you know, partnered with somebody that can build a custom website for you, but also help you get access to it quickly. I just wanted to share one stat here. According to Google, the search for COVID-19 vaccine near me, the searches were up 500% from the beginning of January. So that number is only going to continue to grow. And so if your pharmacy, you know, if you're not doing the vaccine, that's okay. But if you are, I mean, you want to make sure that you have that information on your website. It's relevant. It's, you know, you've got the keywords going on the back end and things like that. So Google can find you and bring you up when people are doing that search. So bottom line, just to kind of wrap things up, having a custom website gives you the flexibility and control that you need to make sure your online presence continues to grow over time. You know, it's a really great and simple way to tell your story and distinguish yourself from your competitors. If you have any questions or need additional information about creating a custom website, I invite you to check out our website, pharmacymarketing.com. We've got some information on there and, you know, would love to talk to you directly about other key components for building a custom website. So thank you for joining me today and listening to another episode of the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast. Be sure to reach out to us at grxmarketing.com.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to Pharmacy Marketing Simplified wherever you listen to your podcasts. For more information on innovative marketing practices for your pharmacy business, go to pharmacymarketing.com. The GRX marketing team is ready to help. Visit us at pharmacymarketing.com.